In a sense, some of those predictive profilers actually probably pick up as much general chemotherapy resistance or sensitivity pathways as they do specific ones for particular drugs. And one of the challenges that we have is trying to find predictive panels for, say, anthracycline sensitivity that are just for anthracyclines or just for taxanes. And certainly Jenny's been involved in a very seminal way in a lot of this kind of work. There was, for example, we've done some work at my institution with a data set from a clinical trial that I ran that finished a few years ago that we had tumor samples on a substantial proportion of them that was an anthracycline taxane-based neoadjuvant regimen. At the same time, Chuck had a data set from a completely independent set of tumors treated with a gemcitabine platinum anthracycline regimen. And it turns out that you could develop a predictive model from each of those data sets, but the profile developed on the gemcitabine-based regimen did not predict well our anthracycline taxane-based response. On the other hand, the one developed in the anthracycline taxane-based clinical trial did actually predict, well, a very totally different regimen, which overlapped really only in the receipt of anthracycline. And I think that really speaks to the idea that, and I can tell you that that anthracycline taxane-based profile did, when you look at the ontology of the genes involved, apoptotic genes were clearly very much involved in that and really were front and center. So they may well reflect a more general, at least the ones that came out there, the apoptotic pathways are more of a general chemotherapy resistance and sensitivity patterning, where nucleoside metabolism genes, for example, may help you a lot more with particular regimens.